10 women decked in aprons move quickly through a small kitchen in El Jebel. Their goal tonight is to make 350 tamales. The key ingredient is called masa, or dough made of corn. One woman is feverishly kneading the dough. Across the kitchen in the dining room, an assembly line is smearing masa on corn husks and topping them with chicken chili filling.
For now, we made in tamales. We put first is the masa, and then the chicken and chili. And that's it.
Rosa Casares moved to the valley from Mexico. It was there she first started making tamales.
In Mexico, we made once a month, it's especially for holidays, Christmas, or New Year.
Once the masa and filling are smeared on the husks, the tamale is rolled up and steamed for over an hour. The result is a hot, savory meal. Tamales have an old history. They can be traced back to Mesoamerica as early as 7,000 BC. Aztec women prepared tamales for the army because they could be made ahead of time, packed and cooked when needed.
Who did all of this? Did you do all this?
Now the cuisine is enjoyed at dining room tables instead of on the battlefield.
So this is my first time ever. Making tamales.
Lolly Schweitzer is being coached by her experienced counterparts in the kitchen. She's a volunteer for the organization behind the tamale-making effort, English in Action. Laura Beaulieu is executive director of the nonprofit.
We wanted to celebrate Mexican and Central American culture, and so our students and tutors make tamales and pupusas.
Pupusas are a traditional El Salvadoran dish. Both delicacies will be served to about 400 people at the cafeteria in Basalt Middle School. It's a fundraiser for English in Action, which pairs tutors with students wishing to learn English.
This is an opportunity for our students and tutors to reverse roles, and our students are teaching our tutors how to make tamales, and they're really sharing a cultural tradition.
For Beaulieu, the humble tamale touches a personal note. It played a role in one of her first experiences with Latin American culture.
My first experience of eating tamales was when I went to Mexico when I was 16 years old and I felt very out of place. And then there was this moment where I was in a kitchen with a bunch of Mexican women and they were making tamales and they were feeding me tamales and I was eating them as fast as they could feed them to me. And something happened in that kitchen where I suddenly belonged. I was suddenly accepted. I suddenly knew something about the culture and felt like it was home for me.
The busy kitchen slows down as the large pan fills with tamales ready to be steamed. But there's no stop to conversation in both English and Spanish. After three sessions in the kitchen, the volunteers and their tutors will have made more than 1,000 tamales. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.